Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show.
So you've just gotten yourself an INFP and you're wondering, how can I better connect and support them through their emotional ups and downs? It's common to feel a bit lost when trying to connect with INFPs, especially when this fast-paced, efficiency-driven world seems to misunderstand the nuanced needs of highly sensitive people. But there is good news. Navigating the emotional landscape of an INFP isn't really that difficult from a meta perspective anyway. In fact, creating a deeper connection with us is straightforward once you know the right approach. So use this simple list of 7 tips for caring for your INFP that'll improve understanding, open up new avenues of support, and allow for a deeper connection with your INFP friend or partner. 7 tips for caring for your INFP. 1, listen to us patiently. INFPs have to feel through our words to see if it really resonates with us or not. If you don't understand that, then I'm sorry, but that is what is going on through us. When you listen attentively to us, you provide us the time and space so we can check if what we're going to say is actually aligned with how we truly feel, which is essential for our emotional well-being and introverted feeling as our dominant function. So part of how our psyche is structured, it's necessary that we do this. There's almost nothing worse than feeling rushed to talk and then saying something that doesn't align with who we are. 2, give us space to be alone. We get burnt out really quickly from too much socializing. Even one-on-one with a loved one can be stressful. At some point, we do kind of map you onto our reality and we kind of know what to expect and we know that you're not going to throw a curveball and it will be better, but it's still quite stressful. And alone time is crucial for us INFPs to recharge and reflect. So respecting our need for solitude really shows us understanding and support for our introverted nature and our specific version of introverting, which helps us maintain balance and rejuvenation and show up in a way that is more resourceful and caring and utilizing our strengths. 3, support our creative projects. Creativity is a core aspect of the INFP's identity. We need to find a way to explore ourselves and our emotions, and usually that is through creative pursuits, finding some way of tapping into what is going on inside of us and then extroverting it, putting it out there in some creative, innovative pursuit. So encouraging us and taking interest in our projects really validates our passions and boosts our confidence in expressing this really important aspect of us. 4, encourage us to express our feelings. INFPs feel emotions really deeply, but we usually hold on to them or hold back out of fear of being misunderstood or marginalized, or we've expressed them before and they've been shot down so many times that we just don't do it. It's introverted feeling. It's not extroverted feeling. So it's within us and we try to figure it out ourselves. But by encouraging open communication, you help us feel seen, help us feel heard, and it shows us that we are feeling something that is valid. What we are feeling is valid, and we're not crazy, and it also shows us that our intentions are not invalid as well, that we have good intentions. 5, show appreciation for our unique perspectives. INFPs often feel out of place, and acknowledging and appreciating our unique viewpoints really reinforces our self-worth and the importance of our contributions to the world, our impact that we can make on the world. We like knowing that we are necessary and also unique, and that it's okay to be who we are and how we are and why we are. So make sure that you allow us to have space and show us that we are necessary in this relationship, in this situation, and we will feel a lot better about deep, meaningful conversations. Surface level conversations and interactions can feel just draining to us as an INFP. And many other people feel this way too. Deep discussions, though, are core to the INFP's drive for understanding people, for understanding life and dreams and philosophies. And it makes us feel excited and curious, which is our zone. Like, that's where we should be, excited and curious about human nature. Most of the time, talking about day-to-day activities like who did what or who said what is really boring, and we'd rather talk about ideas, where things are going, how things could be. Number 7, don't expect overly emotive expressions. INFPs value sincerity over spectacle. So if we say thank you, or we say that we like something, or this is delicious, trust in the weight of our words. As I mentioned before, the words that we use are extremely important. We wouldn't say it if we didn't mean it. So we'd likely avoid the situation, avoid it, find some other cleverly worded way for kind of weaving ourselves around, navigating around expressing how we really feel. Pressuring us for this grandiose expression can make us feel uncomfortable. It makes us feel like we have to act and put on this display, put on this mask to say how things are expected of us. And that is not the place that we want to be. And usually it's kind of one of those points that we start to step away. If you have to say thank you and be more expressive and, you know, do a song and a dance, it's just not where we want to be. And so we will find a way of leaving that situation. Understanding and supporting an INFP's emotional and creative needs can transform your relationship into a deeply rewarding connection. So these 7 tips are grounded in the INFP's core needs for authenticity, understanding, and acceptance and creativity as well. Through taking these tips to heart, you're not just caring for an INFP, but you're honoring our true nature, our true self, and you're creating a relationship that is built on mutual respect and understanding, and that allows us to be better, to be ourselves, to express these things that I hope you will benefit a lot from in the relationship too. We are really, truly caring and creative and deeply sensitive people, though sometimes we don't feel like we can show it. So I want to thank you for taking the time to watch this video. I get lots of comments from people who just want to help the INFPs in their lives, but they're struggling to find out how to do it, how to approach it. So by listening, by giving space, supporting creativity, encouraging expression, showing appreciation, engaging deeply, and valuing sincerity, you create this nurturing environment that INFPs can thrive in. And we probably have never had an environment where that was possible. So I thank you for attempting it, and I hope that the INFP in your life appreciates it as well. Thanks a lot. Bye. Psh. Psh. What is this? Good luck. Have fun. Peace.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.